Thank you very much for accepting our invitation. So, we have our first question, which is, are you in contact with your psychic being or your inner being? And how does it manifest?
I do not feel in contact with my psychic being. In the years I've been in India and Auroville, or under the influence of Sri Aurobindo's teachings, I've watched something emerge, an understanding, an awareness emerge, which reminds me of experiences I had early on but didn't know what they were. And so I would say that my lifetime has been spent in covering up or protecting some kind of inner spark that I knew of when I was young, but I knew it had to be protected and nobody should know about it. So I don't mind anymore the fact that my life is one of not knowing. I'm becoming comfortable with kind of an understanding, in a way, that there is a work to be done, and each there is something that I had to do, and it did not necessarily need to be with great guidance, and it might have been involving lots of mistakes or difficulties or, shall we call, quote-unquote, sufferings along the way, whatever it is. But recently, I am easily reminded that it is the divine within me who is having these experiences with me. And so I just want to give us the best experience I can give out of whatever mix-up it might be. The dangling the carrot of psychic realization is the thing that keeps us going, I think. If that does come in this lifetime, it might come very much at the end, because I can see that it's possible that some of the things I do, I'm beginning to feel it's not just for me, that some of the experiences or understandings or difficulties I have are actually for the collective consciousness. And I don't mean that in an egoistic way at all, but it helps bring meaning to the life. Finished with that.
So how does it manifest in your everyday life?
The psychic being, as I understand a psychic being, is that it would, you're talking about it being the psychic being, which I'm not in contact with, how that would manifest in my life is probably mostly in interactions with others, but also as a guide But I don't know that the psychic being is guiding as much as experiencing. I believe the soul is guiding. And the openings, I don't think I have anything interesting to say in addition to that question.
And how did you notice that you have something within that needs to be protected and that nobody should know about initially? Mm.
Well, I will get to that second, but first I will tell you that when I was about 7 or 8 years old, and of course everybody comes into a situation in life, and even their gestation and everything sets up the deal, the life. Okay, so I had my situation. And at the age of 7 or 8, it was definitely, well, I was maybe 8 or 9. It was certainly before I was 10 years old. I was listening to some people read a poem. And I heard a line that reminded me of something, and I'll tell you what that was. So the line was something about we come trailing clouds of glory. Oh, I remember in that instant, little me, 8 or 9 years old, remembered, because I had almost by 8 or 9 had forgotten that I had come from somewhere else. Because before the age of 7, I was always wondering, I'm in the wrong place. I knew I was in the wrong place with the wrong people. I was adopted. I was, not that that's such a bad thing, it just was, this wasn't the way it was supposed to be. So something had changed. So I had that awareness quite, and kept it all the time. Who are these people? What am I doing here? And that's little me, up until about the age of 7. So, but when I heard that line, I could remember coming and from another place, which I before remembered coming from another place. Well, I think this is a very common memory for children. I'm just guessing that it is. A lot of people have this experience. And of course, the poem I learned much, much, much later was an ode. I've written the title with me on a note paper, but it's William Wordsworth on Intimations of Immortality. And there's one beautiful passage which just expresses that whole experience of, and even now, it's a long, long time ago. It's 70 years ago, I remembered this. But that was a memory that I had. So that's number one, which leads up to the answer to your question. So then at the age of about 45, approximately, in this rather checkered walk and haphazard journey of, I was in a Sri Aurobindo center and had been attending for some time, and they were, among other things that were happening there, was reading Savitri. And I was fairly new, so all of it was really new for me. And they read the line, a being no bigger than the thumb of man. And I practically jumped out of my skin when I read this. And I don't remember what happened. I may have just stayed quiet, but then went home and reread the passage and thought about it a lot. So a lot of people know this passage, and if you know the Upanishads, you know this passage. So the memory, which is about your question, the earliest awareness of something, was I was 10 years old, and I was ironing. When I was growing up, I did farm work in the mornings and the evenings, and during the day, I did housework. And so I was ironing alone in the house, and I suddenly had an awareness of something inside, at the heart, inside my heart. And because of my circumstances and awareness, I equated it to about the size of a walnut after you've taken off the big husk around it, because I knew the black walnuts. I didn't really know about English walnuts yet, but it was approximately that size. And it was not full of light, or I mean, now I can say it was, what I was experienced was a little thing, a substance in the inside, and I instantly knew not to tell anybody about this, to protect it, and that's what I said to it. Don't worry, I won't tell anybody, and I will protect you. I was 10 years old, right? So I spent a lot of time covering that up against all attempts to put an arrow through it, I suppose. So fast forward to the age of about 45, reading that line from Savitri, and it's what I would like to share with people who might in the future listen to this is that this was a long time ago in a country that did not, at least in any of the life that I had, it was a very opposite teaching than Sri Aurobindo's teaching or of this whole idea of the divine within, and it was totally opposite. The beauty of the world now is that people know. It's there, it's in the earth, and people all over the world are under the influence of the supramental. And so it could be that a person grows up in darkness and lives a long time in darkness. But that would be for some reason. Otherwise, I feel like the opportunity globally now, across in every culture where there is some understanding of this teaching that India has protected for us, is first of all not to frighten children with the religious brainwashing and lots of other things, to try to allow the freedom of a child to learn to express. And of course, that means that the teachers and the parents also need a lot of wideness and understanding. But I feel like that it's now exponentially speeding up, that the darkness doesn't have to hold for people. And more people can come sooner to the light, which will speed up this whole process, which is needed now, of course. And I think nature is cooperating, and everything is in place. So a lot of people have had experiences that they didn't know anything about, and there was no one to talk to about it. But those experiences in a country like India, I worked for a little while in the ashram, was close there, and it was with a sense of regret and jealousy, I would say. There were certainly tinges. I thought, oh, if only that education had been available, you know, that there wouldn't have been such a lost, wasted life, in a way. But this is me judging the life that has happened. And I feel like now that is blasphemous because I just want to believe it's all for a reason. And the greater joy for the uncovering when it happens is what I think.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that you have developed certain abilities, certain capacities through that inner communication with this part of you? How does that
happen? I wouldn't say it like that. What has happened in my life is I landed in Oroville very broken in body and spirit and lots of things, and but as soon as I could walk or ride a bicycle, etc., and get around, the first thing I did was go to Savitri Bhavan on a Sunday morning, and I heard Shravan reading Savitri. I said, oh my God, what have I been missing all my life? It just taking Savitri to another level. It meant I was ready for another level also. Since then, I would say that Savitri, I went twice a week for her Savitri sessions, and then she took up The Life Divine, so I was going for that. Those two books, and we know whose consciousness is behind those two books, that is resonating with the thing inside that I couldn't reach. It's being reached. Something is reaching, and that resonance is breaking away all the resistances and the limitations and everything else. And so, if I want to really share something so personal about my life now, it is that, I just keep getting banged up physically, and lots of things keep happening. But everything keeps shifting to the next level, to the next level. And throughout the whole thing, and I do have down times, but I know it can't be permanent, and it could be the weather, it could be anything. It could be other people's stuff. It whatever it is, I know it's going to pass. And so we just have a life here in Oroville, as it is in my case. It could be anywhere in the world, where you know that the next day and the next day, it's always progress. It's always something going to be progressive. And look for the light and make it light. Go for the light. And that light often comes from, in my case, from the Aurovillians around me. I get it. There's a, you know this for a fact, we suddenly are in some spontaneous exchange, and everything just buzzes, you know, and that old stuff is gone. And so you're happy again. And I don't remember your question, but that was the answer you got. So it comes up to being very alive, and it was, I would say it was savitri, mostly, that the power of that, the vibration, whatever it is, has resonated with me. That's such a gift I have been given. And so I like also to read savitri with other people as a gift back. But that it's savitri that's cutting through that adamantine rock. Yeah.
And today you still use savitri or Sri Aurobindo's teachings to get in contact with that part of you, inside of you?
And I would say the not to be missed highlight of my week right now and for years, one of the biggest highlights of the week is to meet with a little group that meets together on Tuesday mornings for years and years, and it's always different people, but there's kind of a core group. There's now a formation, as you know, that as we are coming together at the same time, you know, with a strong intention, and it just is palpable the way it lifts. And I love to read savitri with other people because it is kind of to give in a way, but to receive. Everybody's receiving and giving and receiving, and it just starts and everything just buzzes. I'm almost able to buzz. I still am still stuck so materially in this body, but there are times when that buzz is really, it's just almost like fully buzzing. And you get it from various moments, but I get it from savitri. Okay. I'm very grateful. I think it's time.
It's time. Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you for listening to this testimonial. If you would like to take part in this project on the inner being, or if you have any questions or comments for our team or participants, please feel free to contact us using the email at the bottom of this webpage.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.